Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokra baka didi oko she baka de. Nyane uku she baka didi oko she baka de. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we honor your presence this morning, oh God. We honor you because you are holy. You are great, oh God. Oh, Father God, let our mouth be filled with praise and with honor all day long, oh God. We honor you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a holy God. You are a righteous God. Save us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Save us, Father God. Make haste, O God, to deliver us. Make haste to deliver and help us, O God. O Father God, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after our soul. Let them be turned back. Backward and put to confusion that desire our hurt, O God. Let them be turned back for reward of their shame and that say, aha, let all those who seek after you rejoice and be glad in you, O God. O Father God, let much such as love your salvation say continually, let the Lord be magnified. You be magnified this morning, O God. You be magnified, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty, holy name of Jesus. And, Father God, we come this morning honoring you, blessing you, giving you glory. We lift up everybody on Bible Story Land this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, we come humbling, bowing at your feet this morning. Oh, Father God, your feet are holy. Your feet are shod. With the preparation of the gospel of peace, your feet, Father God, are beautiful. Beautiful feet are you, oh God. And you even made your people's feet beautiful. Those that preach the word have beautiful feet, oh God. And Father, this morning, even as it is, it is family day today, Father God. And we are breaking curses off of our families that have come in through the bloodline. That have come in through generational curses. Father, I thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break every generational curse in the name of Jesus. We break generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command our generational spirits to come that came into our life through conception in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all curses, spoken curses, negative word curses that have been spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We command our hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all legal rights of generational spirits operating behind the curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke every familiar spirit, guides, every familiar spirit and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophers inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses on our finances from the ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken over our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation, in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you that you are available to us, oh God, on a daily basis. I thank you that you are available to us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day, and we are honoring families. We're so glad you could join us. We appreciate you taking the time to listen and participate as the Almighty King, Lord, our Savior, have his way on Bible Storyland. We come this morning to lift up the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. He's mighty, and he is the Almighty God. Oh, so much is happening in our homes to our children. So this morning, we're going to pray a prayer of cleansing for our homes this morning. You know, sometimes you got to clean your home, all kind of things, spirits come into your home. You know, we don't always see them. We don't always know that they're there, but God knows, and we got to call on his name so we can cleanse our household. So this is a prayer to cleanse our household this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his blood, we now renounce all opportunities for the ground held by Satan, wicked demons, in relationships to our home and our property. We bind with chains and fetters of iron wicked spirits and their schemes and assignments against our homes and our property. Oh, Father God, we ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to evict them from our home and our property with any controlling powers of darkness, and to send them where they may never control or harm any of us or any person again. Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, we renounce all past use of this property, of our property, for false religion, occult practices, divination, magic, sorcery, witchcraft, spiritualistic healing, and such. We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all curses, spells, hexes, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, occult evil. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, we now renounce all expressions of anger, bitterness, rebellion, and lack of submission to God's will. God's will be exercised by persons who live where we live, in our home, in the name of Jesus, and we present at the present who previously lived where we live. We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all anger in the name of bitterness, rebellion, stubbornness, and spirits of separation seeking to rule our home. Heavenly Father, in the name of and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, we now renounce all expressions of pride and control exercised by those who live here presently or previously lived here. We ask, Lord Jesus, to remove all prideful spirits and all controlling spirits. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood, we now renounce all acts of immorality, impurity, indecency, strife, jealousy, selfishness, drunkenness, drug abuse, envy, exercised by people who lived on our property or in our homes at the present, who previously lived here. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to remove all immoral, impure, indecent, strifeful, jealous, selfish, drunkenness, drug abuse, and envious spirit. Heavenly Father, in the name of and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his shed blood, we now renounce all generational chains against our home property, including ground of chains through worship of false gods, practice of sorcery, fortune telling, consulting with mediums, Freemasonry, or other secret organizations. We ask the Lord Jesus Christ to remove all demonic spirits associated with these wicked acts. Heavenly Father, we ask that you do these things according to John 14:14, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we dedicate this home and property to you. It shall be a house of prayer, a house of praise, a house of worship to you, my Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Well, we are grateful this morning that the Most High God came to visit us. Oh, you know, we love it when the Lord visits us. Yeah? When he comes, he brings blessings. I mean, sometimes, you know, he comes to bring us a spanking. You know, we done wrong. He said he chastises us because he loves us, you know, like our parents did. And God is the ultimate. He's the only true and living God. He's our Father. And don't you know that even when our father and mother forsake us, you know he's right there. He's going to chastise us. He's going to do what's needed. He do everything that's needed. You know, God is an awesome God now. He don't ever leave us. He don't ever forsake us. So you know he knows everything that's going on with us, everything. Well, on that note, we have a great woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She's faithful to Bible Storyland. You know, I say this every week, but because it's true, she comes on faithfully. She works with the seniors all over Jacksonville, and I tell you what, they love her. Some people just request her. You know, I'm sure she has a waiting list to take care of the seniors because she loves senior citizens, and, you know, she just is so kind and loving. She just seemed to know what they need at the time when they need it. And she's there. You know, God uses her to take care of them in a special way. She just has that special touch. And you know what? She also is in a great family. And they are singers, preachers, you know, people of God in her family. So she's going to sing for us this morning as the Lord leads her. Good morning, Jackie. Jackie, are you there? Well, she'll be back soon. If she ain't there right now, she will be coming on.
Okay. I was on mute. I'm sorry. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, just getting ready for work.
All right. What you going to sing for this morning?
My friend Diana is going to help me sing this morning. I'm trying to. Yeah, but we're going to sing, I love to praise him.
Okay, what about that song? Remember that song you and I talked about yesterday? What's that song you told me about?
Oh, we're all a family, and we love each other so.
Yeah, that one. You can sing both of them.
All right. I'll sing that one first, and then we'll sing I Love to Praise Him. So, you know,
all right.
Work. Okay.
Okay.
I'll start singing that one, and then we'll sing the other one. We all a family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together, will stay together. A family that prays together, will stay together. Cause we're all a family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about a family that prays together, will stay together. Yes, Lord. A family that prays together, will stay together. Cause we're all this family, and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. And I'm talking about a family that prays together, will stay together. A family that prays together, will stay together. Amen. I'm going to find the rest of those words for you that goes with that song.
Okay.
And next time on Family Day, we'll have more words for that song.
Amen.
Okay. So you want us to sing another song now, or you want to wait?
No, you can sing now. Is she on with you?
Diana, you there?
Wait a minute. I think that must be her present, right? Hold on.
Okay. 450.
Yeah, Diana.
I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Bless the Lord. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Making, Jackie, are you making some kind of noise?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm done.
Okay.
You ready, Diana?
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I don't know, we have a bad connection, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have a bad connection.
Is somebody outside or something?
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm sorry.
I just have you two.
Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, it's sounding the devil. Let it go, devil.
All right, well, one of y'all want to sing, and then the other one sing another song. How's that?
Okay, Diana, go. You want to sing a song? Go ahead, darling.
Well, I can sing something.
Because I'm definitely trying to get rid
of it. Oh, mighty God, because that is what I long to do. And I'll give you praise, for you are my righteousness, and I worship you, oh mighty God, cause there is a none like you. There is none like you. And no one else can touch my heart like you do. 'Cause I have learned all eternity, Lord, and find that there is a none like you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo, there is none like our God. And I'll tell you what, on Bible Storyland, we love to worship the Almighty. We love to praise his name. He is Jesus. He is our Lord and Savior. Oh, I thank you all for those two songs, Jackie and Sister Diana. I appreciate you all so very much. So, you know, today I said it's Family Day. We are honoring families. And today we are honored to have with us an anointed woman of God from Paducah, Kentucky. She is a cousin of Jackie Travis. You know we love families now. God has anointed this woman of God to deliver the word, the good news of the gospel to humble people, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce that the captives will be set free and the prisoners will be released, to announce the year of the Lord's goodwill and the day of our God's vengeance, to comfort all those who grieve, to provide for those who grieve, to give them crowns instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of grief, and clothes of praise instead of a spirit of weakness. Her name is Minister Donna Hawkins. She comes on almost every week with us, and she sings to the Most High God. And I thank God for her. We are glad to have her on with us this morning to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing fine.
Amen, amen. Well, are you ready to bring the message this morning? We are ready to listen.
Well, I am ready to bring it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. First, giving reverence to God the Father, to God the Son, and to God the Holy Spirit, to Minister G., and to all of you, my brothers and sisters, this is a blessed day in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much, Minister G, for inviting me to share a word this morning on this special family day. There's nothing like family. Family means so much to me and to all of my relatives. We have a relatively small family. As a matter of fact, I have one sister. My father passed away in 1988. So our family is really small, but I have lots and lots of cousins and lots of friends. And I thank God for that. And for those of you who have large families, you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. When I was little, I used to say that when I got married, I wanted 12 children because I was a little bit lonely when I was little. My cousin came to live with me for a little while, but then she left when she was a teenager, and for several years I was just lonely. So I decided that when I got married, I wanted 12 children. I already had their names picked out, and I was ready. So family is important. The Lord blessed me with one stepson, and I praise God for him. God knows what we need better than we do. I'm wondering what in the world I would have done with 12 children, but I thank God for the one that he gave me, and I thank God for the 34 years that he allowed me to teach. I taught elementary school for 29 years, and then I taught in the College of Education at Murray State University for 5 years. So I thank God that he did bless me with more than 12 children. I have students even today who call and check on me, who will drop me a line, send me a card just to encourage me. So you see, I asked for 12 children. He gave me a lot more. Today I want to share a familiar passage of Scripture, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. The Scripture today, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. We find these words. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So today, on this family day, I'd like to use for a subject God's three-step program. God's three-step program. Gracious Lord, I humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, I thank you so much for this awesome opportunity to share your word with my brothers and sisters. Lord, I thank you for the message that you have given me for this morning. Now, Lord, even as my voice is heard over the radio, I ask you, Lord, to hide me behind the cross so that through my voice, your people will hear less of me but more of thee. I love you, Lord, and I do thank you. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen. God's three-step program. Does anyone want to be blessed today? I hope you woke up blessed today. I start every morning thanking the Lord, first of all, for allowing me to see a new day, and then I get up with great anticipation, just waiting to see what the Lord is going to do. And I did that this morning, just waiting to see what he's going to do on this day. Today I had an opportunity to go to Baptist Health Hospital. My husband and I are volunteer chaplains at the hospital, and there's a couple there who just had a new baby yesterday, a husband and wife who have been praying for a baby, and the Lord blessed them with the baby, Cora Sue Burnett. And this afternoon, that couple is going to get an opportunity to bless their baby. And that is a blessing. These are Christian people who want to bring their daughter up in admonition of the Lord. So it's a blessing. And every day that we get up, we ought to ask the Lord, Lord, what is my assignment for today? Who assigned me to today, Lord? Lord, what would you have me to do? Not my will, Lord, but thy done. And I'm so glad today that he gave me an assignment, and this is part of the assignment that he has given me today. If you want to be blessed, you bless the Lord, and he'll bless you. You see, God already gave us the assurance of a blessed life. But not only that, he gave us some specific instructions. If we will just follow his directions, he'll bless us. There's no great mystery connected to his blessing. All we have to do is follow the directions. Too many people are waiting for the Lord to bless them, and they haven't done anything to receive the blessing. You see, you can't make a withdrawal from the bank if you haven't first made a deposit. My niece, my nephew thought that as long as I had a check in my checkbook or a check in my purse, that everything was okay, that we could spend and spend and spend. They often saw me write a check, and if there was something that they wanted, but I didn't have enough money to pay for it, and I told them that I couldn't get it, the thing to say is, but you've got a check. You see, they didn't understand. So I had to take them to the bank with me, show them how a deposit was made, and then explain to them that when all of that money was gone, that I couldn't write another check. I couldn't make another withdrawal until a deposit was made. Now, I want to know if you have made a deposit into the Heavenly Bank, God's First National Bank. Have you made a deposit today Have you blessed his name? Have you even thanked him for waking you up this morning? You see, there are some things that we can do, and if we do what he tells us to do, he'll bless us. I know you're familiar with 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, have you humbled yourself today? And pray. Have you prayed today? Have you called on his name? And seek my face. Are you seeking the Lord's face? Are you seeking his will? Not only that, the scripture says, turn from their wicked ways. Have you decided to fall out with the ways of the world, running crying to the Lord? What must I do to be saved? What must I do to please you? The Lord says that if we will humble ourselves, if we will pray, if we will seek his face, if we will turn from our wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, heal their land. That's what the Lord will do for us. But there are some things that we need to do for him first. Well, today there are three simple steps that we need to follow, and we're going to explore each one of them. If you have a pen and a notepad ready, I'm ready to share it with you. Step one, trust in him. Step one, trust in him. There's families today who are in trouble, and they're looking everywhere for answers, looking on the television, going to this one, that one, seeking the advice this one and that one. But I'm telling you, the first step is to trust in him. Man says, show me, show me, show me, and I'll trust you. But God says, trust me, trust me, trust me, and I'll show you, and he will. Psalm 118 and 8 says, it's better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. You see, your friends will say, I'll stick by you through thick and thin. But do you know, when the going gets thick, they get thin. Some of your friends will say, I'll stick by you through thick and thin. But when 9 people turn their back on you, they make 10. You see, you can't put your trust in your friends, but you can put your trust and you can put your confidence in the Lord. Psalms 20 and 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You see, none of you are driving a chariot or riding a horse, but some of you probably are driving a Jaguar. Some of you are driving Cadillacs. Some of you have a Lexus. Some of you have a Mercedes, but you can't put your trust in them. You see, I don't trust in a Jaguar. I trust in Jesus. I don't trust in a Cadillac. I trust in the Christ. I don't trust in Lexus. I put my trust in the Lord. I don't trust in a Mercedes, but I put my trust in the Master. You see, you remember the story of Job was a righteous and upright man. Although good, the Lord still allowed Satan to test every now and then will be tested. Even if you think you're the best Christian in the world, you will still go through a test. And you see, we have our test so that we will have a testimony. When the Lord brings us through on the other side, we have something to tell the world because the Lord, it was the Lord who brought us through. Job lost everything, lost his property, lost his animals. His children were dead. And you know about his wife. His wife said, Job, why don't you curse God and die? And a lot of people are wondering why Mrs. Joe said that. Well, you see, my theory about this. This is not scriptorial, but my theory. Mrs. Joe saw Joe lose everything, his land, his children, and I think she thought she might be dead. So if Joe cursed God and died, maybe she would. I don't know. We just have to pray for Mrs. Joe. We have to pray for me, too. But Joe said in Job 13:5, don't slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You ask Job, how long are you going to trust him? And Job will tell you, all the days of my life. My brothers and sisters, we need to trust in the Lord. That's step one. Step two, depend on him. Why shouldn't we put our hope and our trust in ourselves, in what we know, in our own knowledge? I'll tell you why, because we're not all that. As much as we know and as much as we think we don't know it all. You see, all the knowledge that we have, just like a drop in it. I know you there in Jacksonville, right on the Atlantic Ocean, and as vast as it is, the knowledge you have is just like a drop in that ocean. Although we were made in God's image, although we were made after his likeness, we can't begin to compare ourselves to him. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. We can't always understand what he's doing in our lives, but we can trust him. We can trust him when we can't trace him. You see, he made us. We didn't make ourselves. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. He knows what's best for us. My brothers and sisters, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all of your ways. This is step three, acknowledge him. Step, acknowledge him. Declare that you know him. If you're ashamed to know him, if you're ashamed to own him before men, he'll be ashamed to own you before the Father in heaven. We let the world know that it's through him that we live, that we have our very being. All of your ways, acknowledge him in everything you do. Well, tell me this. Does your walk acknowledge him? The way you're looking, your Christian walk, does it acknowledge Jesus? Your talk, does it acknowledge him? Tell me about the situation that's coming. I hope you're not letting some filthy come out every now and then. Glorified, even in the way we tell me about your dress. Are you world? Are you trying to dress like those that you see on television? Are you dressing in a way that's pleasing to the Lord? We have to acknowledge him even in the way we dress. Now, what about your manner of living? The way you're living today, does it acknowledge him? Can anybody tell that you belong to him by the way you live? Such attitude. Sometimes we can be so nasty. Does your attitude acknowledge that you know him? What about your gratitude? Are you thankful for what he has done for you? Are you thankful that the Lord woke you up this morning? Are you thankful that he let you see that you have never seen before? We need to be grateful. We need to thank him. We need to thank him for what he has already done, and we need to thank him for what he's going to do. Because, you see, he's made some promises to us, and we know that he is no shorter than his word. He's not a man that should lie to depend on and stand on promises. In everything we do, we need to acknowledge him. Now let's step one, trust in him. Step one, trust in him. Step two, depend on him. Step two, depend on him. Step three, acknowledge. Step three, acknowledge him. Now tell me this, if you follow those three things, what will the outcome be? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, the last part of those verses says, he shall direct thy path. And that word path has an S at the end. Did you notice that? A lot of times when people are quoting that, they'll say he'll direct your path. But I'm here to tell you today that he will direct your path. You see, your path are the things that you are pursuing. Your path, those are the goals that you have set for yourself. Some of you have some personal goals. Nothing wrong with it. Some of you just want to be a better person. That ought to be the prayer of, that ought to be all of our prayers. That we want to be a better person. Some of you have some educational goals. Maybe you start school, but you stopped. You plan to go back. You just want to gain knowledge and wisdom. There's nothing wrong with that. You ought to pursue that. Some of you have some financial goals. What's wrong with that? somebody says that money is the root of all evil. Well, I'm here to tell you, the scripture says not the money, but it's the love of the money. The love of the money is the root of all evil. But I tell you, our God wants us to have life. And he wants us to have life more abundantly. He does not want us to live above our means. He does not want us to charge and charge and max out all of our credit cards. But he wants us to have an abundant life. Some of you are suffering because you need to get out of the bondage of debt. It's causing you headaches. It's causing you pain. And it's causing some problems in your family. You ask the Lord to direct that path. He'll do that. You ask the Lord to make a way. If you have made those bills, you ask the Lord to give you the strength, give you the wisdom and knowledge so that you can make to pay your own bills. You made the bills. You need to pay them. Those are goals that we have. Some of us have spiritual goals. You just want to be a better servant for the Lord. That's my goal. Every day that I wake up, Lord, make me better today than I was on yesterday. Lord, help me to be a better Christian today than I was on yesterday. Open my eyes to see something. See yesterday, Lord. Lord, help me to love my brothers and sisters. Help me, Lord, to treat my brothers and sisters right. There's nothing wrong with having a spiritual soul. And I don't know about you, but my goal is heaven. You see, I'm not living down here in all of this, going through all that we have to go through, and then miss heaven? There's no way. There's no way. Heaven is my goal, and I won't let anything or anybody stand between me and that goal, because, you see, the Lord has allowed me to work for him down here, and I know that the reward is not down here, but the reward is in heaven. And I know that I have to serve him. I have to serve him diligently because he will give me a crown of righteousness on that day. And not to me only, but to all those who love his appearance. So, my brothers and sisters, as I close, please forget. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. I thank God for the word. You know the word's everywhere in Paducah, Kentucky, in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio, wherever you live, the word of God is there. So I thank God for the word she brought forth today. That was a mighty word. Three simple steps. God's three simple steps. God's three simple steps. Taken from Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord, step one. Step two, depend on him. Step three, acknowledge him. Oh, you know, we got to acknowledge God. You know, and our ultimate goal, I pray that our ultimate goal is the same as hers, to go to heaven and to live with the Father, to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, we all like rewards. And I thank God for that word. That was a powerful word, Minister Donna Hawkins. We appreciate you. You know, we have something in common. We both taught elementary school for 29 years.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Amen, amen. So I thank God for the word. Just keep listening, everyone. Now we're going to go to the word again. You know, it's, we got to keep the word before us. We got to keep the word before us. We got to keep the word before us so it gets in us and do a mighty work, as she said. You know, well, that's what the word does. It washes us. It cleanses us. So let's look at a mighty man of God today named Joshua. Joshua, you know he trusted in the Lord. Yeah, he did. He depended on the Lord, and he acknowledged the Lord his God on a daily basis. Joshua was a man that had outstanding character. Oh, you know, he couldn't trust in himself. He had to trust in God. He trusted in God daily. You know, Joshua had faith. He had much faith. He consecrated himself to the Lord. He was spiritually minded. He reverenced God. He had courage. He was obedient. He made wise decisions because he didn't trust in his own bow, but he trusted in the God that we serve. And, you know, he was a high priest. He was a mighty man of God. You know, that Joshua was an awesome, awesome, outstanding man of God. He took Moses' place. Yes, he did. And, you know, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua 1:1-9. And, you know, I love Joshua 1:8. Oh, that's one of my favorite scriptures. And a lot of times I teach the children that scripture. You know, so now we're going to start at verse 1 in Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass, the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, Joshua, rise up and go over this Jordan, thou and all thy people, unto the land which I do give you, even to the children of Israel, every place where the sole of your feet tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. For the wilderness and the Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man to be able to stand before you all the days of your life. What a great promise. And I, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, Joshua, nor forsake you. Be strong. Now listen to this verse. He said, be strong and of good courage, for this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land to which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, he said it twice to him, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. Now, this is my favorite verse. Listen. This book of the law, Joshua, shall not depart out of your mouth, and call your own name, whatever your name is, Joshua, but whatever your name is, you call this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, Sister G. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, Sister Donna. Whatever your name is, he's talking to you. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but this is what you should do. You should meditate on it. From the time you get up to the time you go to bed, morning, noon, and night, and thou mayest do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make that way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded this of you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Isn't that a great promise? Now, that's directly from the mouth of the Lord. You know, that's directly from the Father. You know, we have to memorize the word, recite the word. And what is that? What is he talking about? He said, you know, the law. What's the book of the law? The book of the law is the Ten Commandments. Yes, it is. Many people say, oh, yeah, we're going to follow that today, but I'm going to try. We honor it. We honor the Ten Commandments. He said, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Why? Memorize it. After you learn the Ten Commandments, this book of the law, do everything in it. Every one of the Ten Commandments, God told Joshua and us too, obey the law, the Ten Commandments. After you learn and obey the Ten Commandments, you will prosper and succeed. He said, obedience is the key, Joshua. Obedience to you, Caritha, is the key. Do you have rules in your home for your children to follow? You know, I taught school, like Dr. Sedona said, 29 years. And every year, every new class, we sit down and we you know, create the rules for the class to guide them. We all had to memorize the rules while learning them. Each child, every time, you know, a child would forget, or break a rule, even me, I got a consequences. You know, when we break God's rule, we get consequences. So he said, okay, don't let this book of the law, you know, don't forget it. Don't forget it. Memorize it. He said, not only memorize it, but meditate. Think of it. Think of it day and night. Bring it to your remembrance day and night. So, oh, yeah, I read Joshua 1:8 today, and the Lord said I'm to think on his word all day long, all day long, while learning, you know, in the classroom, every time the child would forget, they get a consequence. But each time they will follow the rule, they get a reward. Don't you know God reward us our obedience to him? The rules were memorized, and you know, we have rules that we have to memorize, rules to follow. And, you know, like children, I know I don't like consequences. I like rewards. They love to get the rewards. After learning all the rules, the children's grades improved, their behavior was better, and they were rewarded by me and by their parents. And they were proud of themselves. The same thing applies to us. We must memorize the rules of God, the law, the book of the law. Don't let it depart from us, from our mouths. Think about it. Say it over and over until we know it by our heart, so we won't sin against God or sin against ourselves. We got to remember the word of the Lord. You know, we got to say it over and over, read it over and over. You know, it can keep us spiritually healthy. You know, we'll prosper in different ways. Spiritually, if we can get closer to God when we learn his word and we study his word, we meditate on it, we get closer to him because we're going to keep our mind stayed on him who gave us the word. Illnesses, you know, come from disobedience sometimes and from being ignorant of God's word. So when we learn God's word, we won't be ignorant of it. So, you know, God said, listen, you know, even emotionally, we'll be more stable. We'll have sound minds. Physically, you know, we get financial increase as well, many ways, you know, on the job, gifts, blessings directly from the Father. How many of you, you know, say, Lord, I need some money. And then the money comes and you forget to thank him. You thought, oh, my God, you know, I asked God for this money and he sent it to me. So thank him for it. He said, when you have eaten and are full of what? Full of his word, full of the food, full. You know, our cup runneth over. Don't forget, he allows your cup to run over. Don't forget to thank the Lord thy God, which gave you these things. This is why God says, study the word to please him, to avoid consequences, to protect us from situations in life that could be disastrous or bring destruction. Remember, Joshua 1:8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe. Yeah, observe. When you observe the law, look at it over and over, read it over and over, then, you know, everything that's written is going to come to your mind. You're going to say, oh, I just read that today. You know, even a news flash, you may think about it. The book of the law, something come on, you say, yeah, the book of the law. Are you riding down the street? Are you listening to the radio? You know, the word will come on, and you say, oh, yeah, I just read that last week. You know, so we got to keep our mind stayed on the Lord, stayed on him over and over so we can please him. He wants to protect us from the things of this world, but we got to obey his word. We got to do what he said. And as I said earlier, you know, today is family day. We're honoring fathers and mothers and children and families. God loves families. He created them. He created them for love, protection, and guidance. We're honoring families today because without our families, we could not exist. You know, we could have been brought up to be a bear or something, you know, out there on our own, a wolf or a puppy or a cat, anything. But God decided we were going to be human beings. And guess what? It's a blessing in being a human being because we get to be created in his image, in the likeness of our Father. Isn't that great? I tell you, that's awesome. When you created in the likeness of a holy God, a righteous God, that's great. So today is family day. We're honoring families. We decree and declare that fathers will take their rightful place as priests in the home, the head of the family, establishing order, spreading love of God, instilled in them by God and the Word of God. We decree and declare that families will pray together daily for communion with God, for protection, for provision, for unity. We decree and declare sound minds, wholeness, and wellness to families. Well, I thank God for each of you today. We are a part of two families, our birth family and the family of God, the first by the blood family, connected by the bloodline, and the second, we are connected by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. He shed that blood for us on Calvary. And, you know, yeah, we crucified him. We crucified him over and over, not just those people in Bible days, but every time we sin against him, we crucify him. But I thank God that Jesus, in spite of the fact that he knew we were evil and devious and, you know, just disobedient, he still came. He still came, and he stood in our place. He took the brunt of the cross so that we wouldn't have to do it. And guess what? He's still on the throne. He went back to heaven, and he's here too on earth, and he stood before the Father, and he said, Lord, forgive Caritha. Forgive Sister G. Yeah, she crucified me again today, but forgive her, Lord. And he's saying the same thing for you. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. He said, Lord, they did it again. Forgive them, Lord. They're ignorant. Forgive them, Lord. Don't kill them. You know, during Bible days, sometimes they got stoned right away. They did a sin. They got stoned. But you know what? We're protected today. We don't get stoned to death. You know, we get a lot of stones thrown at us, but they're like, you know, in the spirit. So let's not throw any stones, because you know what? We all guilty. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. So, you know, we gotta love the Lord. Jesus loved us so much, he gave his life. So, you know, let's receive the love that God gave us and give love to him. He said the first commandment is to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. God does not want us to keep sinning over and over and over and over and over. He don't want us straddling the fence. He don't want us backsliding. He said, no, 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 salvation is a necessity. If you wish to live with me forever, now if you want to go somewhere else to that wide, broad, narrow place, that wide, broad place where it's fire 24/7, you just burning, you tormented. If you want to go there, you can choose to go there. Just live a raggedy life. But he said, you know, all my sheep come to me. You know my voice. I'm beseeching you. Salvation. He said, look, if you want to be with me, just confess that Jesus is Lord and that you believe that I raised him from the dead and he lives forevermore. Confess it with your mouth and you can be my child, a part of my kingdom. You can be my children, my sheep. And you know what? He don't want backsliders anymore. It's time out. Have you looked at the news lately? The storms of life are coming. Hurricanes, tornadoes, they're coming. Floods. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in a backsliding condition. I want to stay close to the Father. You know, it's those people who don't know no better keep backsliding. But, you know, I pray that the Lord will give them a sound mind and they'll wake up. They sleep. They'll wake up and they'll know it's time to be faithful to God because he's been faithful to me. Well, anybody have a testimony or something they want to share this morning? We can take about one or two testimonies. Press one. Press one. All right, hold on, hold on. Let's see. I'm looking to see if anybody pressed one here this morning. Hold on. Press one. I put some people on mute because we had a little interference. So I'm going to put you back on live so you can give a testimony if you have one. Now, let's see. Sister Diana, Sister Jackie, and Minister Donna Hawkins, you're on live already. So if you have a testimony, you can share. Brother David, I know you got a testimony. Press 1 and give us a great testimony today. You've been kind of quiet, Brother David. Brother David, press 1. All right, there you go. I know you got a great testimony. I got your message on Facebook. I ain't read it, you know, yet, but I did get it from you. How you doing, Brother David?
I am blessed and grateful and thankful that God loves me and allows me to walk in his grace and his mercy.
Amen. Y'all, I saw Brother David last week in Whole Foods. I told him he followed me. I'll be teasing him, but it's always great. He's a young man, and his wife, Sister Donna, you know, I tell you what, they are precious to me. They are my number one supporters besides you all, and I thank God for Brother David. You know, he has two young sons, and they even made a song called Bible Story Lad, so I thank God for you. What you going to share with us today, brother? You got about 2 seconds.
Okay, 2 seconds. Okay, well, I'm done. Well, David, young David II just graduated. Thank God, no broke bones, no anything, and he graduated from high school. And on Facebook, on YouTube, I just put our first spiritual song that we did for Inspiration of a Play. I just made the video. It was a song we went to the studio 3 years ago and made. It's on YouTube, and you can see it on YouTube. Sunday AC Productions. Type that in, and it'll bring up all the videos on that. Other than that, I just thank God for his grace and mercy over me and my family.
Well, you congratulate David Jr. for me. Thank you, Brother David Emmanuel. We're always glad when you're on with us. All right. Anybody else? Quick testimony.
Minister G, I have a testimony. This is Donna Hawkins, and I just want to thank God for allowing my brother-in-law to see his 71st birthday tomorrow. He had a stroke in 2003, so 10 years ago he had a stroke. He still has problems walking, but he's still here, and we praise God for that. Also, tomorrow will be the 50th anniversary of my brother-in-law and my sister. My sister is Corrine Harbor, her husband is Jimmy Harbor, and tomorrow they will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. We praise God and thank him for allowing them to see 50 years in the morning. And, you know, I'm just trusting God and knowing that he will let them see tomorrow. Yes, we've already asked for it. He's going to let them see tomorrow. So we just thank God for that.
Hey, man, I'm so sorry, Minister Donna. I got knocked off the line, had to call back in. But I thank you for continuing and giving that testimony. So we're going to move right along. Oh, my God, I thank you so much for doing that for me. Someone else press 1 here. Hold on. This is one of my favorite sisters. Hey, hold on. I'm putting you on live, 263. Good morning, Minister. How are you? Hello?
Good morning, Minister. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Glory be to God. I'm just great. God is good. I just call for a testimony. I just thank God for an enlargement of my family. I just bless God that He allowed me to have my 5th grandchild that came into the world last week. He blessed him to be healthy. And not only did he bless him to be healthy, my daughter's healthy, my family's healthy, and I just thank God for what he's doing in my family. I bless his name.
Praise God. We got any other testimony? No, probably not. I hope I didn't get kicked off. Anybody out there? Somebody got kicked off.
Hello? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes, Minister G, I can hear you.
I'm sorry, I got knocked off again. The devil is a liar. He's knocking me off the show, but I tell you, the show must continue. So I thank God for each of you being on this morning. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. I want to pray for baby Cassette Burnett and Minister Eloise's grandson, who was born a few days ago. We thank God for the new births that are coming forth. New births. He's given us new births. So anyone else have a prayer request?
Minister G, will you please pray for my mother, Valerie Newsom?
Yes. Okay. Valerie Newsom?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Any more? Okay, hold on, Jackie. I'm going to put you on. Okay, Jackie.
Okay, I just want you to pray for my daughters, pray for my family, pray for my senior citizens, Reverend Huggins, Miss Henry, Miss Nancy, to say a few, Mr. Luis, Mr. Brooks, just all of my senior citizens down in each and every building, the cathedral, the towers, the terrace, and the townhouse, and the Duval, Stephen Duval Center. Just all of my senior citizens all around, pray for my strength and my health and strength, my husband's health and strength, and for especially for my auntie, my Aunt Valerie, and all of my aunties, just my whole entire family, and pray for these children in the world. It's really getting worse and worse here every day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. We're going to pray for Brother David's son that just graduated, David Emmanuel Jr. All right. Well, we're going to pray. It's prayer time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just adore you and we bless you this morning. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Oh, we just thank you that you are God and you are God alone. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we come before your holy presence giving you thanks and glory in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to continually walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And Father God, today we lift up Minister Donna Hawkins and her family, particularly her mother, right now, Sister Valerie Newsom, your daughter, oh God, who taught your daughter, Minister Donna Hawkins, your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who trained her up in the ways of the most holy you, oh most holy God. And Father, we thank you this morning for everything that you're doing on their behalf. We lift up little baby Cassette Burnett and her family. We thank you for the new mom, the new dad. And Father God, you know they prayed for many years like Hannah, who prayed for a child, and they got a new baby girl. So we thank you for protection and guidance and strength. The baby, let the baby grow strong. And I thank you that the baby will be taught of you, oh God. And we claim the baby for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that it was a safe delivery. We pray for healing, quick healing for the mom. And we thank you, oh God, for a healthy baby girl. In Jesus' name, we lift up the new addition to Minister Eloise's family in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, for that new grandson that she got in the name of Jesus, making the total, I think, to 6 or 7 children. So we bless you this morning, oh God. We give you glory and thanks and praise because truly you are faithful, oh God. And Father God, we lift up Sister Jackie's daughter. You know, Lord God, she's concerned about her daughter. But, Lord, I lift every heavy weight off of her, and we just lift the burden that she carries for her daughter onto you. And we thank you, Father God, that your burden is easy, your yoke is light. And I thank you for keeping her daughter under the shadow of your almighty hand. We thank you for direction and guidance for her daughter. We thank you for wisdom and wise choices, oh God. We thank you that she will complete her schooling, Father God. Give her scholarships, debt-free, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every senior citizen that Jackie takes care of, every senior citizen that she is responsible for. I thank you for the prayers that she pray on their behalf. I thank you, Father God, for the good things that she does for them. And I thank you that no good thing will you withhold from Jackie because she walked upright before you and she takes care of your people as you take care of her. Bless her husband. Draw them closer with you, closer with each other and their children. Oh, so Father, I thank you, oh God, for Brother David's son, hallelujah, graduating 12 years, 13 or more, from kindergarten to pre-K all the way through high school, completing it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for those scholarships that you've given him and even more to come in Jesus' name. We decree and declare it so. We prophesy more scholarships. We thank you, oh God, that he will live a long life. In, because he is David Emmanuel Jr. is obedient to his family, to his mother and his father. He honors them in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for protecting him as he go away to college in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you for all the children who are graduates. And I thank you for protection, guidance, direction. I bind the hand of the enemy that will come up against our children to bring destruction. I say our children will live and not die and declare your mighty works, O God, in the name of Jesus. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. Oh, my God, you know, I'm just so grateful that each of you came and, you know, spent time with us. We always enjoy, you know, each of you being with us, even when you're not speaking. Some people don't ever say anything, but we're still grateful that you come on, that you think of us. So I look forward to hearing from you on Thursday at 5 p.m., Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, 1-619-789-4313. Same on as Saturdays and Thursdays, Saturdays 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. God loves you. Accept his love. And when you accept it, don't just hold it tight. Spread it. Spread his love to everybody you come in contact with. I love you all, but God loves you more. Talk to you Thursday and next Saturday. Have a blessed day.